From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. There were more clashes today in Khartoum, the capital of Sudan. Arab gangs were reported to raid neighborhoods where southern Sudanese live in retaliation for yesterday's rioting. Police say the death toll is now at least 46. The violence erupted after Vice President John Garang was killed in a helicopter crash over the weekend. Garang had led Sudan's southern rebels for decades. He was a key player in brokering a peace agreement with the Sudanese government in January that ended the brutal North-South civil war. Now the State Department has sent two senior officials to Sudan to try to keep that peace agreement from falling apart. Michael Raneberger is Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Africa. He talked with us today from the State Department.
We are confident that the parties are going to move ahead with the peace agreement. This was, of course, never about one man. When Garang and Vice President Taha signed the peace agreement in January, in fact, they had consulted quite widely, both with their own leaderships and with the people in their constituencies. And so that agreement reflected something quite fundamental. So the sense we have is that the leadership on both sides now is deeply committed to continuing the peace agreement. And in fact, both sides have said that publicly in very strong terms.
What has to be done to keep that peace accord on track? And specifically, what should the U.S. role be? How involved?
Well, the U.S. role is very intensive engagement in the process. We have been engaged since the fall of 2001 when we had a special envoy, former Senator Jack Danforth, and we have continued that engagement. The president is personally very involved and follows this issue very closely. Secretary Rice is very involved in this, as was former Secretary of State Powell. We were part of a small group of countries that supported the African mediation of this peace accord. After the peace accord was signed, we announced that we intended to provide about $1.7 billion of support for implementation of the accord and for reconstruction and development in the South following the establishment of peace. So very intensive engagement. Our role now is providing that assistance, but also working with both sides to push the process along and to encourage progress.
We've been talking about the conflict between the North and the South in Sudan. What does this have to do, if anything, with any hopes for a settlement of the conflict in Darfur in the west of Sudan? Are the two interconnected?
We see the two issues as absolutely interrelated. And the reason that they're interconnected is very clear. The instability in Darfur obviously threatens to spill over into other parts of the country, and it will be very difficult to implement, in fact, the comprehensive peace agreement between the North and the South, unless there's stability throughout the whole country.
How do you explain what the U.S. interest is in seeing this peace agreement stay on track?
Well, the importance of Sudan is on a number of levels. Sudan is one of the largest countries in Africa, of course. There's been a bloody civil war for 22 years in which over 2 million people have been killed. So one of the great tragedies of the world. Sudan is also, of course, an Islamic fundamentalist regime. It is now evolving towards a democratic country. The objective of the Comprehensive Peace Accord is to establish a democratic framework in a unified country. That is very much in our interest. And I, in fact, know that the president's view is that if we achieve peace in Sudan, it will send a very positive message to other areas of the world that even the most intractable conflicts can be resolved. We also have the fact that peace in Sudan would have a very positive ripple effect in the Horn of Africa region and indeed throughout the continent. And very importantly, as you know, we have characterized the situation in Darfur as genocide. Clearly, the United States feels very strongly about that, as does the rest of the world, and feels an imperative to end that genocide.
How do you resolve those two things that you just said? You said that Sudan is evolving toward becoming a democratic country. At the same time, it's a government that, as you say, has encouraged and supported a policy of genocide in the West, in Darfur.
Well, as I said, the two issues are interconnected, and so we need to move ahead both with the Comprehensive Peace Agreement and with steps to resolve the situation in Darfur. And it's our sense that, in fact, those two things are mutually connected, but also that progress on the Comprehensive Peace Agreement provides a more favorable framework for resolving the situation in Darfur. We've been working on Darfur now for well over a year, but the signing of the Comprehensive Peace Agreement in January, again, sends a very positive message to the people of Sudan, creates a framework in which we can now achieve a local political settlement in Darfur and plug that into this comprehensive peace agreement.
Mr. Vandenberger, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Michael Vandenberger is Principal Deputy Assistant Secretary of State for Africa and former Special Advisor on Sudan.